from the heart of downtown North Platte, it's time for Mugs in the Morning on KODY 1240 AM 106.1 FM. Listen to the show online at HuskerRadio.com or on the free KODY mobile app. Now it's time for the show. Here's your host of Mugs in the Morning, Tristan Weinman.
And good morning. Happy Thursday. Welcome into the Bruce Furniture Studios. Glad to be with you here for Mugs in the Morning on KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM. Your time in Tampa, service of Mike and the crew from Grease Monkey, conveniently located on the ones in North Platte. At 8:06, it's 62 degrees. Going to be topping out today near 94. So those low 90s yesterday were kind of nice. You could feel the difference between 90 degrees and that 95, 96. But we're going to go right back to 94 today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms coming this evening. We'll get a more in-depth look at that forecast coming up here on Husker Radio's KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM. A full lineup today here for Mugs in the Morning. We kick it off here with Gary Person joining us of the North Platte Area Chamber and Development Corporation. Of course, Gary is the president and CEO, so we appreciate the time this morning, Gary.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Good to have you in the studio. We saw each other, was that last Friday? Bumped into you over at Pals?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it was good to see a crowd there, you know. Yeah. Of course, they have the outdoor venue, so you can have more people, and you know, despite the restrictions that you know we're facing right now. But I think everybody's just has an appetite just to get back to a sense of normalcy. Mm-hmm. That it's just good to see people congregate again.
Now, one of the big things I wanted to invite Gary into the studio this morning to discuss was, how do we help our local businesses, Gary? How do we help Pals Brewery? How do we help these local business owners throughout the COVID-19 restrictions being eased, but with some still in place?
Yeah, well, as you're aware, we tried to introduce a couple programs that helped during the transition point, and that was the SBA Technical Assistance Grants. You know, the federal government introduced those programs that would help protect jobs through the payroll protection program, and then the technical assistance grants that they can look at long-term loans to help them through the next few months getting there. The only thing that's really going to help in the end is if we can get back to a stabilized economy and less restrictions and get back to more of a sense of normalcy. So, the programs that we did introduce, and then we added the business gift card boost program. Mm-hmm. And that was greatly appreciated by our really small business community, that sure, a lot of them couldn't qualify for the other loans and so forth. But altogether, we had 246 businesses.
Wow.
Participate in this. We had 86 businesses that we helped. If the banks in this community, our community banks, were just phenomenal. They were on the cutting edge of following what was going on and working with their clients. So when those programs were first introduced, they got them first in line to get that awesome financial assistance. And it was just an amazing turnaround. Anybody that's ever worked with a federal program knows how complicated and bureaucratic it can be. Yeah. They really simplified it. But our bankers worked day and night and weekends to make that work for the community. And I think we had one of the highest percentages of eligible businesses participate in those programs. And they're all, I mean, it was a survival. Mm-hmm. for several of them. And so we, because some of those programs can be rather complicated, they're going to need additional legal assistance or accounting assistance.
Sure.
So what we did is put the program together, introduced it to the Quality Growth Fund Committee and the City Council, got funding for it, and we had 86 businesses then that did use an accounting firm or some legal assistance to help them work with the banks to get those programs in place. A lot of it had to do with, you had to document all your payroll expenses and operational expenses and those kind of things. So I had 86 of them that benefited from that. And then we knew that some of the smaller businesses, and then our primary retail businesses, just weren't seeing any traffic at all. And of course, the poor restaurants, you know, they couldn't have anybody inside.
Yeah.
And you just had to go through the you know, you had the takeout and the drive through
and a skeleton crew there.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we introduced a program to where if the consumer would buy a gift card from the local business, we'd reimburse that 100%, up to $2,000 per business. We had 140 businesses participate in that, sold gift cards. 62 of those businesses maxed out at the maximum $2,000 worth of gift cards.
Good problem to have.
And we reached the $200,000 mark, which is kind of the threshold that we were given on the 15th day. So that tells you how quick of a turnover that was. And that created a little chaos for us internally, you know, but I'll tell you, the ladies...
Which is good. You guys had too much time twiddling your thumbs before that, right?
Well, we were working on a lot of things, but yeah, we didn't have our regular events
like
business after hours and ribbon cuttings, you know, events. You always preparing for Nebraska Land Days. None of that was going on, but the ladies down at the chamber did a phenomenal job, Aaron and Cassie and Kathy, you know, and dealing with the businesses as they come in, and then we've got the checks all written, and we're required to send them a W-9. So to get the W-9s back, we send them a letter, tell them their check was ready, fill out the W-9, bring it in, and we'll give you your check. And so that way we could be assured when we file the taxes at the end of the year that we're doing everything in a proper way. And we've been trying to keep our entire business community informed through our e-blast and electronic newsletter and media and on all the programs that are continually changing to additional information they need to be aware of. Nebraska's received like $2 billion wow, through the CARES Act that's going to be distributed in a number of different manners. And some of that's going to help the child care. Others going to help small businesses, and we're seeing how all that formulates and how we can educate our business community and help them apply for some of those funds. So it's a constant evolving thing. Nobody's going to know for sure what this thing's going to look like three months down the road, 6 months down the road, but we want to give them a fighting chance to survive. And there's going to be some casualties. There's no question about it. When we were putting our recertification program together, where we've applied to become an economic development certified community, and North Platte's had that status for several years, and every 5 years you have to go through this process. Yep. So it helped us evaluate what's went on the last 5 years, and then moving forward, what we're planning to try to accomplish over the next 5 years. But there were 121 new businesses, according to the utility records of the city, that started in North Platte over the last 5 years. So those were especially vulnerable businesses, you know, because sure, when you're first getting started, that first couple of years is... it's a make or break.
Getting the
time.
Feet on the ground,
yep,
so to speak.
Yep, and building a customer base and making it all work. And so we knew there were a lot of vulnerable businesses out there. And of course, you got all the construction going on downtown, too.
Yes.
You know, so that's had an impact. But I guess if there was ever a time where you had to deal with COVID, you had to deal with everything else going on, and the health directive measures, maybe it was the timing for the downtown project just
for the construction
to be going on. Yeah.
Yeah. Some of those businesses were closed or altered hours, so it did work out, I guess.
Yeah, but there's going to be some really exciting things going on downtown. And,
oh, yeah.
And, you know, 3 years ago we had, I'll bet you there was close to 50%. Occupancy downtown, a lot of empty buildings, and now there's only a couple. So we're excited about that. We've got all the Pawnee Hotel all unencumbered from its tax liens and that kind of thing. It's in the hands of a private developer who certainly is not being very proactive in moving forward, and we're frustrated with that because we did a lot of work getting that done. But He had leverage on us, even though we owned the tax certificate on the building and was able to gain ownership. He could have moved us out of the way, and we'd lost everything that we invested to try to get that done. So we chose to work with him in doing that because he owned the former bad bank loan that the Assisted Living Center had. So he had kind of a primary position when it come to that. So we joined in partnership with him, got him the building sold outright, and put some incentives in place if he just would perform. But he just hasn't done so, and he's going to basically lose those incentives. And And we're going to try to get him recharged here as quickly as we can. I'm sure, you know, he's timid also because of the COVID situation,
the virus
travel
hasn't
restrictions
helped.
And that kind of thing. But we also have a landscape challenge going on right now.
Yeah, I know. There's some excitement with that.
Yeah.
And it looks great over there at the chamber.
Well, thank you. We needed to spruce it up a little bit. And got to give Brandon Jones, who's the chairman of our Economic Development Committee, you know, he really took it upon himself to get that going, and Kathy Swain was real instrumental in that as well. But it does look nice.
It does.
And
sure.
If you're going to promote something, you better walk the walk, you know, instead of just talk the talk. So we're asking residents and businesses to take before and after pictures on beautification of their landscapes, and we could spruce up North Platte and give it. It's all about creating a more inviting image in the community.
A more welcoming image.
Yeah. We've had several businesses step forward and offer gift cards to the winners. So we've got a lot of different categories,
awesome.
And we're promoting that. And you can check all that out on our chamber website, npearea.com, and we hope a lot of people will participate in that.
It's going to be a fun activity, and it could have some good bragging rights on the line for that also.
Yep. We're also, a real critical thing that's coming up that's going to impact North Platte pretty greatly over the next 10 years, and that's renewal of the Quality Growth Fund.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to the City Council on July 7th, do our annual report on the Quality Growth Fund. The city has basically contracted with our organization to administer that program. It's city funds. Using existing sales tax off of growth that the voters allocate. And North Platte's had this in place for 19 years.
Wow.
There's a threshold of, you know, it's capped at a certain level. But it gives us a fund that we can then be competitive with our peer communities. We have 80 other communities in Nebraska who have this fund. It was created through Legislative Bill 840 back in 1991. So it's been around a long time, and North Platte's had it in place, and it's been able to do a lot of things. We're going to go over some of those things in the presentation of the City Council, and then introduce a resolution to place it on the November ballot. It actually expires in March of 2021, and for us to be competitive, we've got to have that renewed. We're going to do our best to try to educate people and to market that in a campaign to so people understand what it's used for. But just the last programs we talked about wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for the LB 840 fund.
Mm-hmm.
A number of businesses have gotten started. We're working on some pretty major things. We got a pretty major project looking at the downtown area right now. We're pretty excited about. We're working on the development of a rail park. Really engaged with the top Union Pacific officials the last couple of years to have them help us identify locations in Lincoln County that the railroad could embrace. For decades in Lincoln County, it's been kind of off limits. Mm-hmm. Bailey Yard's real unique. You know, and there's a lot of
its own town.
It is, and it's a lot of traffic congestion through there. And of course, when coal was going and blowing, they couldn't even think about putting additional traffic on those main lines. And
understandable.
Yeah, it's totally. I mean, absolutely. But if you're gonna, you know, how many times do you hear people say, "Well, we need manufacturing in this town," you know, and industry? Well, most of those companies, and I can speak from my previous experience in recruiting them, they're looking for rail access.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can't provide that, you can't guarantee that, you're out of the game before you even start.
Knocked you down.
So we've identified location. We've been earnestly negotiating with a landowner. We're going to be able to talk about this publicly pretty quick.
Good.
And things are going really well with it. And it's going to be a lot of heavy lifting in getting that all the environmental processes out of the way, the design put in place, and then have a good plan in place, ready to roll. And then when we get that anchor industry in that rail park, then we can pull the trigger and put it in and have everything going forward simultaneously. Rather than build it all out, spend millions of dollars doing so, and then banking on the what if.
Yeah.
You know, so you want to do it logically, cost effectively, and smart. And
yep.
So that's the track that we're on. We've got a lot of momentum behind us right now. But I'm telling you, it'll die on a vine if we don't get the Quality Growth Fund renewed, because it is going to take money to get this done and to recruit industry in here. And Union Pacific has embraced this. They're working with me very closely on providing a lot of good advice key people that can help us design this. And that's really exciting, because it's going to put us in a unique position where we can offer. A lot of people don't understand we have an industrial park out at the airport, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, there hasn't been someone take advantage of it yet. But we then can advertise the community that has trucking, rail, air, and warehousing.
Yeah.
And we got it all. And
it's easier to say what we don't have.
Exactly. And so we can market that all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just one of the factors that Quality Growth Fund would greatly impact.
Now, Gary, we do have to wrap up here, but the Quality Growth Fund, that's going to be on the November election, so the North Platte citizens will decide to renew that or to not. Obviously, like you mentioned, you'll be in front of the council on the 7th of July to discuss that, and we'll discuss that more here in the coming days and coming weeks here on KODY as well. But if folks, maybe they're confused about the Quality Growth Fund, they don't understand it exactly, or this their first understanding or hearing of it, what's the best way for them to get the facts about the Quality Growth Fund?
Well, they can go on our website, and the plan's right there. And a plan, it's a 12-page written plan on all the things that are eligible for it. But the primary emphasis is for business retention and expansion, bringing new payrolls, new jobs to town, and to help us be competitive with our peer community. So it gives you some funds to work with that then individual businesses can apply, or if you're recruiting an industry, just like we did with Chief Industries, you know, when they announced their three-phase development, had we not had the Quality Growth Fund, that project wouldn't have happened either.
Mm-hmm.
And so those warehouses are being the shells are up, their insides are being done. You're going to get the infrastructure in place here quickly this summer. And so that's going to, you know, add an element to the community that's also going to help us be able to recruit some small businesses into the area.
Awesome. Gary, we appreciate the time as always, sir. Have a great afternoon and a great morning.
Same to you.
Thanks, Gary. Always good to talk to Gary from the North Platte Chamber of Development Corporation. More coming up on Mugs in the Morning.